Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how accountability groups work. Seems like a basic thing, doesn't it? It's not at all.
Accountability.
It's incredibly
confusing.
The feedback that we're getting from members and non-members alike is people are either dramatically requesting it, like, wow, where's your accountability group? How can I join one? What's the deal? Or they're saying, what's an accountability group?
Or don't pick me because I can't be held accountable.
Or I just think, you know, I at my age, accountability just went along with being growing up. And, I don't know how old Jill is for real, but I'm guessing it's the same with her, too.
Nice.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Age just changes every day, doesn't it?
I don't understand this old age thing, but
I know.
I'm not going to talk about it.
It's a girl thing. Come on, guys have a thing.
What's guys' thing?
Probably bank balance.
That's for sure.
Okay. There we go. We can put that to bed now. Herbert wrote, I would like to join or create an accountability. Gee, funny, you found this in our thing. Mm-hmm. / mastermind group to grow and learn faster with some individuals.
To grow and learn faster. I'm going to pick that apart in a minute.
If you're part of one now and are looking for another member to bounce ideas off of, let me know. Also, if you're interested in creating one, let me know. Thanks.
So, like a lot of things with social media, that I am completely unaware of.
Social media.
This thing
in general
trickles up to me. Oh, I know all about this. Come on.
I'm joking.
It's not that
bad. I know. I'm teasing you.
It trickles up to me. So, I'm sure that the prevalence of this topic is probably, maybe even in regular school, they're having accountability groups. I don't know. It's just it's a new name for something that's been going on with successful people forever. So, you know what? Let's just go right in.
It is a study group.
The answer to this is in the topic, so I'm just going to do this here. Today's topic, how accountability groups work. This is why you're listening. So let's take a look at some of the oldest, most successful, been around forever accountability groups. There's three of them. Jill mentioned the first one, a study group. Hey, I can't study on my own. I'm in school, high school, college, whatever. There's three other people in my group that seem to be interested in getting a good grade. Let's all meet at the student union at 8 o'clock every Tuesday right after the class and get all of our stuff done. Hopefully some of the people of the opposite gender are attractive, because that's a great way to meet people. And I'll leave it at that.
Is that the point of the study group?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Number two, Alcoholics Anonymous. Everybody sits in a circle, or at least they do in the movies. Hey, did you drink today? No, I didn't. Did you? Nope. Tell us a story. Okay.
I like the Weight Watchers version.
And number three is Weight Watchers.
Oh.
Did you eat today? Nope, because I knew I had a weigh-in. And did you eat today? Nope, I had a weigh-in. And how many points did you do this week? I had 19 Weight Watchers points on average. I don't even know how the scales
okay.
work.
Okay, so wait a second. So
I've never been to any of these meetings, including the study group.
I have questions. So I've not been to AA, but I've been to Weight Watchers. I'm here at truth time.
I've seen this. Only know what I know from the movies. Go ahead.
So I thought Weight Watchers and AA were the same, but they're different because, if you don't mind.
No, of course.
AA is different because it's just kind of a sharing in a circle.
Well, it's you're accountable not to be. You're accountable to be sober.
Okay. But you don't necessarily have to do anything. It's better that you have to not do something.
There's 12 steps.
Okay, got the steps.
What step are you on? How you doing?
Okay.
Tell us a story, a tragic story.
So, in Weight Watchers, which I can tell you a lot about.
Come on, I want to hear this. This is good.
This has also been years ago. There's a point system. Maybe we should have that. I like this point system thing and whatever. I mean, so you have X amount of points to spend. It's working backwards. In a business or this kind of accountability group, you want to gain points because you're doing more stuff, not because you're eating more. But you have X amount of points to work with for the day and the week. And when the points are spent, you're done eating. So here's what I learned from Weight Watchers. If you want a banana split, you can have a banana split. But that's probably all you're eating today.
Wow.
Seriously.
I mean, that's just like AA, I'm sure. You know, you work in the system.
Yeah.
You're making it work for you.
Yeah.
As long as you make yourself accountable. It's the same thing. You're making yourself accountable.
Where's the thing
about... In both cases, and you're working the system that's provided for you in both cases, and you're to some goal.
AA does not have a scale, though.
No, I know, but AA, you're right. You're right. AA does not have a scale. Right. When they weigh you in Weight Watchers, is it in front of everybody?
No, it's private.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any men in there?
Yeah.
Ask more like questions. A program like that, if it wasn't successful, both of those programs, really all three, wouldn't be around if they weren't successful.
Yeah, for years.
So accountability groups work. That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the prevalence of accountability is a great thing. On the flip side, the prevalence of these accountability groups, you know, there would never be an accountability group for something like this when I was a kid, because accountability was just assumed. You were just assumed that you're going to go at whatever you're trying to do, whether it's get an A in math or be good at football or whatever. You'd go at it like a Marine.
I think we're all raised. I was raised that way, too. That's what
I know
grades
you were.
Are.
That's one of the reasons that we get along so well.
Yeah.
I think that there's a huge, especially, you know, I don't want to sound like an old man here, but I think as we go on in the timeline of life, accountability is less prevalent. And it becomes more acceptable to say,
it's not who I am.
It's not who I truly am. And I'm not interested in answering the phone. From the hour on the weekend, because that's not what I want to do. And so that the people who say stuff like that aren't going to make it when it comes to some kind of self-taught getting rich scenario. You know, they're just not, they're not going to be a lawyer because of law school. Any academic environment is based on performance. Mm-hmm. And to get to perform at anything, you have to make yourself accountable with tiny little goals to get to that bigger goal. And so I'm so torn by this prevalence of accountability groups, because I think it really helps people. And we are, we'll talk about it in a minute here. We're launching an accountability group in January. Our staff is where Jill and I are going to be directly involved in the beginning, because I really want the feedback from people who join accountability groups want to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I'm torn. Like, I love the prevalence of it, but it's really too bad that it's necessary.
Well,
what does it say about the world?
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Especially when you're starting something new. It's just like, it could be just okay, let me back up. Like, there's always those people that do really, really well in school, but they want to do even better. They want to shine even more. They want to get the best grade. They're a solid A, but they just, I've never had this problem before. where you're like, you want the best grade. You just want to be the number one in the class. Like, you needed to. It's not a, you know, kind of thing. So maybe it could be a version of that. They just really want to do their very, very best and be recognized for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Or they want to get there faster. Or they want to learn from other people's mistakes. I see nothing but positive, even if you're already a student, showing up to the study groups.
I completely agree.
Okay.
You know, when Kobe Bryant passed away, I watched an old interview with him, and he said all through high school, he went to school early, made sure he shot 500 shots in the gym before school, and shot 500 shots after. 6 days a week, he said.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not self-accountability, I don't know what.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing when you think about that. It's so simple.
You know what I think of this, too? Like, some people just need a kick to get the ball rolling. It could be a version of that.
That's your jumping off the cliff thing.
Right. It's like someone needs someone. Sometimes people just need someone to kind of say, watch me. Here I go. I just did it. I'm going to do it again. Okay, now you're going to hold my hand. We're going to walk to the edge and do it together. Sometimes it's just a version of that.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I mean, more accountability and more... just more is always better in this environment, I think, until you outgrow it. And at some point, if you do everything right, you're going to outgrow the accountability group or teach it like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep coming back to this and it's hard for people to imagine, there was no Land Academy when we started this. There was nobody told me to send out mail. Direct mail campaigns to real estate owners were not anything that I read about on the, there's no internet. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I'm not patting myself on my own back. I'm just saying I held myself accountable to find out a better way to buy property based on the way that I was doing it at the time, which was traveling around the country, going to tax sales in a car. Mm-hmm. You know, how inefficient is that? And then going to take pictures of the property that I bought afterward. Crazy inefficient. So.
But it worked.
It worked.
It got us here.
It did work. It worked.
And now it's working for a lot of other people too. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing. So tell us more about what the groups are coming up. Or do you have anything you can share now?
Yeah. So there's a smattering of accountability groups that people have with Facebook and other types of social media and Zoom and stuff. It's really easy for our members to get with each other and have accountability groups. And so they're asking us, just like this person asked today, mm-hmm. Herbert asks, what's the deal? I'm either going to start one or I want to join one. Mm-hmm. So we've heard this 100,000, hundreds of times in the last few months. So our staff put together a program that starts in January. We'll announce it here soon, where we will have a closed accountability group with a set number of people, and we will we'll provide instruction and accountability the same way that Weight Watchers AA and a study group is. Hey, where are you in your life right now? Well, I haven't even picked a county yet. Okay, great, that's fine. We need you to go watch these chapters, and please make sure you watch them. And next week, come back with the top three counties or zip codes or however you're doing it. That's where you want to send mail. And you need to really support why you think those counties are good and why they aren't based on your education. Great, that's you. Next, where are you? Well, I sent out 10,000 mailers and I'm in tears because I got 15 properties that I need to analyze and I can't do it fast enough and I just had a baby. Okay, great. We're going to help you. We're
going to this, 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 this. Those are two separate groups now. Yeah, we're going to, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of any type of, there's, with very few exceptions, I don't know who wouldn't benefit from a group of like-minded people in a basically support group that says, okay, I get it. I've had babies too, and I've sent out 10,000 mailers too. Mm-hmm. And I failed at both, so we'll talk about that. I've succeeded at both and failed at both. And here's why.
You pick.
Here's what happened in the success one, and here's what happened in the failed
one. There you go.
So that's the accountability group.
That's funny.
And we'll do it. I think what's missing in a lot of accountability groups, including groups like, I don't know anything about Weight Watchers, but I think there's not a lot of, this whole notion of taking minutes in it. Some of the younger people are listening to this like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
I know.
The whole notion of taking good notes or minutes in a meeting and then posting them in a place where everybody in the meeting can actually see it, review it, look at their own homework, look at the guy next to him's homework, and then the minutes continue for the next week to see if Johnny next to you actually did his homework or didn't and why. That, I think, is real life, real world experience that people can seriously benefit from. So we have a plan for that. In Google Classroom, actually.
Super cool. I'm excited.
It'll be launched. We're ready to launch it. So people are going to sign up.
That's the last piece.
Yeah, we're not
sure. It's done, ready to go. We just don't have that. Our team is working out the release schedule.
I did a bunch of research on this. I'm kind of heading this thing up. And these groups don't work if there's too many people in them. And so that's going to be the challenge, is like, if 50 people sign up, you can't have... The groups need to be 10 or 12 people.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Me too.
Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called How Great Marketing Generates Sales. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This topic came from Jill.
Yes, it did.
Jill comes from a lifelong background of sales. I will get kicked under the studio desk here, but also from before the internet. So marketing before the internet was unattainable for the vast majority of us included. It was too expensive. You would either radio advertise or television advertise or print ad advertise, which is crazy expensive. Which is why like four or five sodas got incredibly popular and the other ones didn't, because they had the money to, Coca-Cola and Pepsi had the money to just barrage the space of any football game, so you know, nobody could penetrate the market. That's just not the case now. Marketing is so efficient, and with social media, so efficient and affordable that you can pick a tiny little niche of people who are interested in trying new sodas every day and really market a product to them successfully, or land sales, or, you know, preppers who buy land or whatever. So that marketing, it's kind of flipped. Marketing now drives sales.
Yep. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. Please zip on over to our YouTube channel when you have time and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm, engage your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.